الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. وقال تعالى: يا ليتني قدمت لحياتي. صدق الله المولانا. In this ayat, and from our talk of yesterday, we are exhorted to acquire taqwa. Iman we have got. Allah blessed us with Iman, alhamdulillah. Now to bring the shine in Iman and to make this Iman valuable, it has to be added with taqwa. So taqwa, that is what we have been here for. The month of Ramadan is to acquire this taqwa. We have come here for our islah, which is this taqwa. So for that, one easy way also Allah Ta'ala says, وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسُمْ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ, that each one should see what he has sent forward for tomorrow. So we should take stock down and see how much we have prepared for tomorrow. The famous story of, which one we left out here? Yesterday we just complete that. We explained about that Buzur that was staying on an island, and Allah gave a pomegranate in the morning and one at evening and a fountain of fresh water, and he made 200 years Allah's ibadat. Then on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala told him, go into Jannah. So he said, just like that, what about my 200 years ibadat's reward? So Allah said, if you want to make hisab kitab, if you want to check out, no problem. So Allah Ta'ala said, for one eye, the payment for one eye is 200 years ibadat. Now you had two eyes. Now 200 years ibadat was for your one eye. Now for your other eye, bring some more. And then what about the rest of the body also? So a person, where can we ever fulfill the rights of Allah Ta'ala? We have got no choice but to beg of Allah's forgiveness, and we have to beg for His mercy. Like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, nobody will enter Jannat but by the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked, not even you, O Allah's Rasul? He said, not even me, unless Allah Ta'ala enshrouds me with His mercy. Allah's kindness and mercies are unlimitless. The blessings of Allah Ta'ala and the needs of ours which He fulfills, there are many which we know about and which we ask for, and we see Allah fulfills our needs. But those also are so many that we cannot count. And then those that we don't ask for, and Allah is fulfilling our needs. And those that we got no knowledge, so we can't even ask about them, and which Allah is fulfilling. Every split second, how many? So there is just no end to it. So anyway, out of all this, Allah's ni'mat, we must think, what have we sent forward for tomorrow? If a person, and this is one muraqabah we should also make, that for tomorrow, for Qiyamah Day, what have we prepared? How much have we sent forward for tomorrow? And then the other thing again, we don't know whatever we have done, whether it has reached there or not. Many times you make a payment, even electronic payment. They phone you again, we haven't received your payment. Whatever they mean, you made a mistake. You may have sent it to the wrong account, or whatever else it could be. So yeah, also, on the day of Qiyamah, if there wasn't one thing, ikhlas, which was the important thing that we had to speak about, that if there wasn't ikhlas and sincerity, then also we have deposited in the wrong account. Instead of depositing in Allah's account, we deposit in our own account for our own name, fame, etc. So we don't know whether we have done. And together, ikhlas is a major quality that we have to have. But it is not the only quality. With ikhlas, whatever amal we do, we should also make this dua that, oh Allah, grant me ikhlas and all the qualities of acceptance. All the other qualities of acceptance also have to be there. For example, a person is doing great work of deed, whatever type of work, but he's not fulfilling the rights of his wife, for example. She may be ill, she needs attention, but he's so busy with his other work and he's neglecting her. So there is the day. Or your aged parents, they need your attention. Many people, we neglect our aged parents. Or not only aged, they are maybe still healthy, young also, but they need our attention. And we are more interested in doing other things and we neglect them. So therefore, that also we should consider. So all these things are very, very important. The hukuk of fellow people. And we know of that instance, all of us heard it, of that lady who was a very evil lady. But she pulled out water from the well in her leather socks and gave the dog to drink, on which she was forgiven. And another lady who was an extremely pious lady. But the cat she kept fastened and did not feed it and did not allow it to look for its own food also, on what she was punished. So therefore, all these things we have to make, and we can, as personality like Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, that he's not fit, competent enough to write on the word of beauty and the virtues of the Quran. Where am I and where are we? We don't stand anywhere. So we have to all the time beg of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So, and then another very important thing also for this month, that now we are most probably right at the end of it already. May Allah in His kindness accept, forgive us all our shortcomings, our inattentiveness, whether it was while reading Quran Sharif, while standing in Taraweeh, during the day we were unmindful of Allah Ta'ala, during the nights we were unmindful, whatever it might be, may Allah forgive us. But let us again just check ourselves on a few basic things which we have been repeating quite a bit from the beginning. That hopefully, insha'Allah, in this we are all 100% that our five times namazes are in order. By now, inshallah, we are all, we've got our five times namazes, we were here in Atikaf, we were in the masjid environment, everything. And also hopefully that all our five times namaz, wat takbir-e ula, in the first saf, when we were here. Then each one of us see for ourselves, who of us who are responsible have started with our qada-e umri. If we have got some qada namazes, think really, that have we started performing those namazes, and it's absolutely essential. And for safety's sake, we should read a bit more, and it's not going to be wasted. Allah will reward us for that also. And then those who feel that they are up to date, alhamdulillah, then check on our nafil namaz, sunnat-e ghair muakkada, nafil namazes, whether we do that. And that also, if we will do regularly, it will cover up for any of shortages in our farais. In all departments of farais, if there is any shortage, then if there are nawafil, Allah will tell the malaika to look there, if it can be filled up. So that we should see. Then consider also our concentration in namaz. To what level has it improved about, or have we given thought to it to improve our concentration in namaz? And this all has to carry on after Ramadan also. Then devotion in namaz also, that also, and the outward postures of our namaz. How many of us have really corrected them? 30 days that we have spent here, have we at least thought of and become aware and correct even one of our postures? Or have we just taken it for granted that my namaz is all right, that I don't have to worry anything of mine? Have we asked somebody, did you check this of mine? If we haven't, that means we are quite satisfied. Our namaz is in order. That is the outward form. And if we are worried, we should have asked somebody, please, did you check when I raise my hands, am I raising them properly? When I'm in ruku, am I properly? But if we haven't, and our namaz is still the same as it was on the first of Ramadan, and today it is still the same, that means we haven't paid attention. So that is, and these are all, this is the taqwa, this is that islah. Qari Amir Hassan Saab Rahmatullah Ali was sitting right here, and he said that what is Islam? Who is a great Buzurg and a great Sheikh himself, he has passed away, Rahmatullah Ali, he was of Hardoi. He said that check ourselves, are we reading Yasin Sharif every day? If we are not, start reading, this is Islam. So these are the things. Usually we like flowery talks, talks which are impressive, but seldom we reflect on our own condition. And this is what is required, that we reflect on our own condition. So our outward postures, our five times namaz, our qada umri, our outward postures of namaz, whether these are in order or not, and then the concentration and devotion in namaz. During the month of Ramadan at least, have we devoted some time for tawbah istighfar on a regular basis. And again, tawbah and istighfar really is not only on our sins, but for we have spent time in the masjid, in i'tikaf, on our ibadat if we made tawbah and istighfar. Or again, have we taken it for granted, my ibadat, I made ibadat, and Allah has to accept it, or my quality of my ibadat is such that it has to be accepted, whereas we find the pious, you cry so tremendously, and after making our ibadat, it's not even a drop in the ocean, not by Allah, by the Buzurg's ibadat. But all they say at the end, that Ya Allah, if you just forgive us, that will be sufficient for us. They forget getting sawab if we are just forgiven. But if we make ziyarat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we usually make dua for acceptance of it, which is also right. But really, we should be, that we should just be forgiven for every gustakhi, bay adabi, disrespect we might have shown. While making tawaf of Kaaba Sharif, whether we have shown perhaps some disrespect there, and we can be taken to so severely to task for that. So we have to ask for forgiveness for all these things, for all on our ibadah. Each one of us, I think for ourselves, on a daily basis have I allocated some time in my dua for forgiveness for all the wrongs that I have done. If not even we are at that point, that for the good that we have done, on that we have to ask istighfar, but at least on the open wrongs that we have done, are we asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness on that? So we should check that also. Then, this is the month of fasting, that we all have fasted, Allah accept from us, Allah forgive us. But as we have been trying to explain, that the first fast comes with many other things also to make it a perfect and a complete fast. Like that, check everything else also. Our iman also, our namaz, whether we are only doing the faraiz of namaz, or whether we are beautifying our namaz. Like what concentration, devotion in our namaz, postures are beautiful in our namaz, and really when a person, like it is reported of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his namaz was so beautiful. That what a beautiful namaz, that a person makes it such a way that if a non-Muslim also sees you, that he also gets impressed. That look at this person, how he is. And for what namaz is that of ours, which is we're just rushing in the masjid, up and down, and then again, rushing out again, got back to town. And we are just all the time, that namaz, we wonder whether it was a namaz also or what. Our sajdas, our qiyam, our ruku, etc. So all this, the namaz also we have to beautify and do it properly. Zakat also. That we gave our zakat, but did we give it in such a way that we sort of humiliated the recipient of zakat? Or did we give it keeping his great respect and honor in mind? So there are a lot of things to be concerned. Did we give it in the best possible source where we can get the most reward? And the completion of zakat again is some sadaqah also, some charity, lillah also. Have we done something like that in this month? Where most people usually, though not necessarily that your zakat becomes compulsory in Ramadan, but for more reward, they give it in Ramadan. So if your zakat became compulsory, for example, it's with your financial year, 28th February, then you might be, you can calculate it, and not good to delay it. The better to do the faraz then. But if you delayed it, or you giving 1 year's advance zakat out for in Ramadan, that is also permissible. You can give your zakat and then you adjust it. You see then whether my zakat has been fully paid. If you want the sawabs of Ramadan and the best sources, you look for where to give my zakat, etc. Hajj also is an ibadat. There are definitely many people, but one particular person I knew, Haji Ahmad Lambat, Maulana Abdul Rahman Lambat's uncle, his mother's brother. He every year he used to make Hajj, and he used to take every sunnat, every nafil into account. It was very, very ajeeb. He was a lawyer, but the amount of love he had for deen and the amount he did to observe deen properly, it was amazing. It was really amazing. Like going to Mina, etc., or coming back, I can't even remember now. Eh? A long time we haven't discussed Hajj. It is sunnah to rest in one valley for a little while. Where is that valley? Who knows about it? People are just so in a hectic situation. I must do the pelting of the stones. I must do my qurbani. Hajj is like more like a rush. I want to finish up. But he should take the time to go and rest in that little valley for a little while also. Which today we won't hear in a Hajj talk also. And you seldom might find it in the kitabs also, unless you go in the kitabs with more details in it. There you will find. And he was a man of our age. And he used to observe all this. So in all our ibadat also, has this some jazba come into us, that we want to become better. That will be that now some taqwa has come. That will be that we have sent something forward and we are sending. That may Allah save me, save us all. That on Qiyamah Day we don't have to say, Ya laytani qaddamtu li hayati. Oh, what a pity. If only I could have sent forward something for myself here. Like a person is going to some country, he's going to for permanent residence in that country, and you send all your goods to another country. Or you left it all back. When you come there, now you are in need. You haven't got currency also. You haven't got any basic things also. You haven't even made arrangements for a house to stay in, and you got no money. What's the plight of that person? First of all, if you just pass immigration, if you had your visa, if you didn't have a visa also, if we haven't got the visa of Iman at the time of Maut, and we haven't got our bags packed with our Amal for the Akhirat, and we reach there in Akhirat, which is a place of no return. We can't come back, we can't phone anyone, we can't send a message that I'm stranded, please send for me something. And if we have to be there stranded, so this spirit, if it could have come into us to worry about this, to prepare for that. So this is, this month Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had blessed us with it. And mashallah, many, many brothers, not only here, but throughout the world, have observed this i'tikaf, observed the month, and have done. But on these ways, we have to see all the time. And also remember that the standard of Allah's love, also and deen, as effort of deen is carrying on in various forms, the wonderful work of tabligh and da'wat, who and who is not coming towards deen, then the great and wonderful work of Darul Ulooms, where we couldn't imagine at one time, there wasn't an alim in a town, to get an alim was a problem, whereas today, ulama are memorizing the whole of Mishkat Sharif, the whole of how many kitabs there are, so where is the standard? So with regard to the love of Allah Ta'ala also, we should also consider, take for example the instance of Asiya, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the wife of Fir'aun. When she accepted Iman, Fir'aun first tempted her with lot of material things, which is the normal thing, bribery, to get her out of Iman, but she wouldn't. And then the tortures are unbelievable, how he tortured her. But the love of Allah was above that. Today we flimsy excuses and we give up all our whatever little bit of what we thought we had taqwa. one person, there are many instances of this case, was invited by a lady to have to commit evil with her, and a wealthy lady and whatever else, and he was a person who lived with taqwa all the time, his whole life. He said, "Today, O Allah, you are testing me." So he asked, "Is there a place where I can relieve myself?" She said, "By all means, it's upstairs." He went upstairs and then he found a window and he looked down. I will rather jump from here. As he was coming, Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam and took him down like a lift down to the ground. Okay? Now today we forget being tempted, we go and look for opportunities. We pay for opportunities. We go out of our way to go and commit evil. These things are becoming alive today. People's taqwa is increasing. So you can expect, if you're going now, many of us must be knowing, there was that time when our girls should hardly go to school. And I can remember the time when standard 2, standard 3, class 4, 5 was too much for the girls. They wouldn't go more, people wouldn't allow. Boys will go only up to standard 5, class 7, then they will come into business. But then the time came when everyone had to matriculate. And now the time came that everyone has to go to university. So as time is going, people who are in that line are going. Whereas, alhamdulillah, also, there is also a time where there are people whose children never saw the door of a school, whose children never went. The basics they are seeing to it, the basic what they need for dunya, they are seeing to that, but they are paying more attention to their deen, to their akhirat. So like that, the deeni level, one time, many of us must be aware of the time when there was only alam taraweeh, and that also how it was made. And today, mashallah, full Quran Sharif to taraweeh, and how many places in the whole world. Saudi Arabia alone has got about 1 million masjids. And if in all that 1 million masjids where there was taraweeh, and the whole world, Egypt, Indonesia, India, Pakistan, Malaysia, all the whole world, Allahu Akbar. And then how many places where not only in the masjid, like for example our brother Yusuf Desai and Maulana Khalil, who was here from Burundi, they said the people there only knew of 8 rakats taraweeh. This year they came to know it's 20 rakats, and they made the 20 rakats. So this is also not just that we run down some people, they're only making 8 rakats. We have to go and make it alive everywhere. Okay? So all this deen, when it comes to that, so that same person who came down, he lived with his wife, and they were very, very poor people. So his wife came home, and Ramzan, and no food to eat. So he said, "At least light the fire." She said, "But there's no food. Light the fire, neighbors to light their fire, they will come and take fire from here." So she lit the fire, and then when the neighbor's wife came to take fire to light, she said, "But your rotis are almost burning, why don't you see to your rotis?" Allah had sent down rotis for her. So this is when the love of Allah becomes true. And we are, may Allah not test us, we are not fit for test. And these people, on hunger how they went. Imam Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jailani, rahmatullah alayhi, and many, many other great buzurgs, on how they endured, how they made sabr on all these things. So then the wife told, "Why don't you make dua to Allah? You're such a beloved of Allah. You are so pious that He must give us riches." So the one night he stood up, he made dua to Allah. Allah sent down a basket with pearls and rubies and diamonds. So when it came down, he woke her up. So she said, "But why did you wake me up? I was just dreaming that we are in Jannah. And the pleasures of Jannah are there. All the treasures and enjoyments and beautiful couches and chairs and everything. But some chairs I saw, they've got holes in them." So I asked Allah Ta'ala that these holes here, she said that you wanted those diamonds and rubies, so we send it down for you in the world. So she said, "Please quickly make dua that Allah sends it, takes it back there, that there we will have it permanently." So So as rosas, we improve the qualities and everything, and this will be also a sign where we are being tested. If we are not being tested, Allah His way, we ask Allah not to test us. Thus, we are not in a position to be tested. But Allah Ta'ala, when you want a degree and you tell them, I'm not going to write an exam, I just want a degree. It doesn't work that way. But we ask Allah, we are far too weak. And also remember, whom Allah wants to pass, He first gives them all the preparation also. And then that heart of yours become like that strong. So may Allah Ta'ala make us, and we can also stand up as it just comes in my heart over and over. We have got a very bright future. Though we know we are hearing of so many things, those especially people who follow the news of everywhere and what is happening, it looks like it's a very bleak future. But what has come in the hadith, that the time will definitely come when every unbaked house and baked house, every solid house and every shanty, everywhere, the whole world will have accepted Islam. At that time, what will be the level of Islam also? When Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala anhu will come, when Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, of course there will be turbulences. There are going to be times, but that time is also going to come. And if that, whenever that time will come, but many times when the Tatars invaded Turkey, etc., and it looked as though Islam is eroded from the world forever. But har Karbala ke baad Islam zinda hota hai Islam zinda. Islam becomes alive again after these difficult conditions. The conditions of Spain that came, after that time also it was thought that no Islam will be left in the world. But Islam reached what great heights again. And in the time of India and Pakistan separation, which is not so long ago, 70, 80 years ago, what was the condition at that time? People had given up all hope, but how Islam came up again. So just like that, if it is still far away, this after the turbulences, Islam has to come up. Islam by nature is such, the more it gets pressed, the higher it goes up also. So of course, all of you who have come, many of us must be remembering. I remember the time when we were small children, the Muazzin used to have to be paid to sit for itikaf, not a single person to sit for itikaf. I remember when I had just come to Azadville, we should make all our namazes in Jami Masjid. Then a few brothers used to sit for itikaf, and they used to beg that give us some nasihat after Zohar. For 2-3 minutes, just give us some nasihat. Now, whether it's Jami Masjid, whether it's here, almost every masjid, people are getting now, so to say, tired with the nasihat. With all the time, talks of deen. And also on that, we have to be thankful to everyone. First of all, if you're coming here, your great sacrifices, nobody is short of food at home, nobody is short of comforts at home, and this winter, and this cold winter, and all your sacrifices, those who had come for 40 days, for 30 days, 20, 10 days, what sacrifices? And Allah Ta'ala appreciates. Just as we know, it has been mentioned also, Allah tells you, just make a face like you are crying. Allah told you, He knows you are pretending. That also Allah says is acceptable by you. One tear drop in this world is enough to put up the whole fire of Jahannam for us. And so these things have got great value. At-tawbatu ad-nadabu. That just nadamat we have got. Just that we feel sorrowful, that is also enough. You committed a guna. You committed the guna voluntarily. You took enjoyment in committing the guna. But now you are feeling sad that why did I commit this guna? How could I have done such a terrible thing? That is also Allah Ta'ala says that is your tawbah. And that is also accepted. So Allah Ta'ala is so merciful. So may Allah accept from all of us and increase our spirits also. And what we have, hopefully inshallah, by the fazal of Allah that we have achieved, let us carry it forward. And as far as ikhlas is concerned, everything goes with ikhlas. So as we are taught also now towards the end of the amal, make dua to Allah. If there was any shortage, in our ikhlas in any way, oh Allah, you overlook it. Allah is that great being that your car can be a write-off. Eh? The pedal beater can say, it can't be fixed, it's a write-off. Nobody by Allah is a write-off. And even those amal that we did, and they were not up to scratch, up to standard, Allah Ta'ala will pass it. We just have to beg Allah Ta'ala, get to Allah. Allah is accessible all the time. And just beg of Him, seek His mercy, and Allah Ta'ala will just open His doors of rahmat. He will shower His rahmat upon us. Also we must ask forgiveness. First of all, shaitan is that ear, is that enemy of ours who does not want us to do good deeds. He will keep us away from such environments, etc., where we don't do any good deed. When we want to do it, he will spoil our intention. There is much more detail in this. Then if we correct our intention, he will let you do your deed with ikhlas also. But then again, shaitan still won't leave us. And he's going to make, and he has vowed, until the last moments he's going to try to rob us. May Allah protect us. If we have got the friendship of Allah, Allah won't leave us in the lurch. May Allah give us His strength, we beg of Him. And He will keep shaitan far away, where shaitan cannot interfere. But one of the ploys of shaitan, what you, actions you did, what sincerity, what lot of mujahada, what lot of qurbani and sacrifice, then shaitan will come, you remember, mashallah, you did this, you did that. And he will make you lose it again. Speak about it to somebody. If you, there are different reasons for speaking, if you are speaking to encourage somebody, but it is so, it's not so easy that you can say that I'm just doing it to encourage you. I'm telling you how I studied. And I'm just telling you to encourage you. But actually, you are trying to say that what, you see what mujahada we did. Or I'm telling you how we used to spend our Ramadan. And I'm just telling you so that you know. But actually you are telling the person to make it known that how, what sacrifices. And you did everything. For example, you went 2 o'clock in the morning to the toilets to clean them. And you did it with ikhlas and you told nobody. After 10 years, now you tell people, you know, today you see all this. It was that I should go to the toilets and clean them 2 o'clock in the morning, which nobody used to know about. All should come and find clean toilets in the morning. But I was doing that, I used to do that. If you are doing it to really encourage, if you are at that stage, alhamdulillah. But if not, then you have sold you have sold a very valuable commodity at no price whatsoever. You just lost it, you gave it away. So may Allah call us, may Allah accept from everyone. And we have to express our appreciation for various people, the Jamaat who did the cooking, alhamdulillah, Seri, Iftari time, they went out of their way to see that things were ready. May Allah reward. If we have to start taking their names, we won't come to an end. If the list is so long, and what sacrifices. The Jamaat who served Allahu Akbar, who are up early in the morning, who are serving everyone. And from that, appreciate our housewives. Then we go home, say, iftari is ready. We go home, say, we get up in, we, many of us are such, getting up the last moment. And sehri is ready all the time. The wife went on, she went and put on the heater, the kitchen is warm, or wherever you're going to eat, where everything is arranged. And we just go and find everything ready made. So we must appreciate all the brothers who come in this cold early in the morning, who make sure that things are ready for everyone. And then they have to tolerate everyone. How many come so late? How many have got their own vibes? And they want things their way. How they get angry on the brothers who are serving, and they have to tolerate everything. So may Allah reward those brothers also. The Jamaat who made all the sleeping arrangements, many times brothers came late also, and they have to be accommodated, and they also want to go and sleep. And when sleep overtakes you, you can't, your computer is down, it doesn't work. Yeah, the office can say computer is down, you must come back tomorrow, you got no choice. But if the brother tells you computers are down, I can't work now, he's not going to accept it. You have to make sure that you give him his sleeping place. So what big sacrifices the brothers made. And all this, not a cent in return. And many cases, not one, forget Jazakumullah Khaira, not even a thank you in return. But they carry on. For what are they doing? In Ajriya illa Allah. Allah will reward us. La nuridu minkum jaza'an wala shukura. We don't want you even to say Jazakallah. If you say, for you it is good. We don't want you to say Shukriya also. If you say, it's good for you. But if you don't say, just for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I just can't stop admiring. And I envy these brothers who do so much of sacrifice. Really, I find myself totally useless in view of what sacrifices the brothers make. Then the people who sponsored here, and that also they fight with one another to sponsor. Somebody sponsored for the first 10 days. The same brother was sponsored the last 10 days. When each meal, everyone is so expensive, and they sponsored. People are fighting with one another to sponsor the khajur. Hey, not only that they are, and they not only giving here, where and where, and then how much barakat Allah is giving them also. They open their hearts, they open their pockets, Allah filled their pockets. They opened it, Allah filled it up. And also, not only your pocket has to be full, your heart has to be full also. And not only your pocket must be, your heart must be open, your pocket must also be open. Then you can give. May Allah reward them. Zamzam prize this year, where it went. But mashallah, how lot of Zamzam the brothers made arrangement for. The food, and then the ulama who conducted all the programs, and everyone properly and went and presented the work so well. May Allah reward them tremendously, and no one is being paid for it also. From the morning, from Fajr, the tafsir, right till late at night, all the programs that are carried on, Allah reward them also. Then we have got our doctor who is here, mashallah, and you saw to all the people, and this year with the colds and the flus and all that, and without any fees or anything, the surgery, no surgery yet, no fee, speak to the secretary, she will charge your fees, no fees also, and medication, and we know how expensive medication is today. To go and visit a doctor, when you hear how much his fees are, that makes you more sick also. But yeah, free of charge, only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And how many people were becoming ill like this? And then also our Malawi workers. Whenever we go down, sehri, iftari, dishes are washed, the place is clean. While we are sleeping, while we in ibadah, there we come back again after the night snacks, again everything is ready for sehri. All this is not easy, and during these winter nights, and they are also all human beings, they are not human, they are not machines, and they sacrifice, and they do all this here. Then the ladies of Azadwell who prepared all the desserts, and they also go out of their way. And now the demand is even greater. Chabi Masjid, may Allah accept all the etikaf everywhere. Wherever etikaf, so many places around here, in Durban area, Natal area, the whole world. Before etikaf, as I mentioned, was very rare. But today in the whole world it is becoming more and more common. And people are taking part in every aspect of it. And then we have got a few guests who just cannot eat our normal food. They can't have strong food. The ladies who cook for the vegetables, dars, etc., special diet meals of necessity for their health sake. And they also went out of their way. They have to see to their family, and they cook for them also. And also many people who made du'as, and all those who have made du'as also, those who have given constructive criticism, and we still require it. And anyone who was happy with the service here, and with the food, with the programs, etc., please go and tell other people that you benefited. And those who have got, and definitely brothers must be having suggestions, how the programs can be improved, how the service can be improved, the laundry also which was done regularly, and it's not easy all this, and the laundry brothers are at work all the time, so if you have any suggestion, any complaint, which is nature, no problem, by all means come forward and tell us. Tell me directly, tell Maulana Musa Kaji, tell any of the other brothers also who are in charge, that if this can be done, it will be better. If this can be done this way, if this kitab can be read, it will be. As one brother did suggest, which we will consider for next year. Anyone else have got any suggestions? Well, how we can make the programs more beneficial so that we all can benefit. And this is all, as Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, how many people should come for his i'tikaf. That Hazrat had to have it announced in the Jamiat newspaper that now the place is full, nobody should try and come. If they come, they won't be able to be able to be accommodated. But Hazrat says, all this is the barakat of the mu'tikifin. Those who have come here, and the ikhlas of the mu'tikifin. And also I should mention, which Maulana Musa did mention, cell phones will not be permitted, though it might seem to be impossible, but alhamdulillah, it is being achieved other places. We also have to work in this way. And to get the maximum benefit, not only for ourselves, for our other friends also, we inshallah do try and confirm to that, act accordingly, and cut out the cell. And if a person can get out of the cell phone habit for 1 month of Ramadan, and he stays away from the haram of it for the whole year, he will know himself what a favor he has done to himself. There are brothers, there isn't the time to go in that detail, but some brother told me what terrible habits he had before cell phones, those days of videos, and how it had destroyed his life. And today, his children can't stop thinking that, mashallah, he came out of those habits. And what a beautiful mot also he got finally. Hey, on a Friday night. All this is that if we make this little effort in this month and we do implement whatever little we can, Allah, you go walking to Allah, Allah comes running to you. You go a hand's length to Allah, Allah comes an arm's length to you. You go an arm's length, Allah comes to Allah is just too eager. May Allah Ta'ala accept from us all. We'll make a short dua and then end our day or now with duas till the time of iftari. And may Allah Ta'ala accept from us all, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير اللهم ربنا آتي دنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين واعف عنا the meaning of واعف عنا oh Allah destroy completely destroy all our files and records of all our sins oh Allah واغفر لنا oh Allah bury all our evil and make our good come out and appear in the world oh Allah وارحمنا oh Allah we are liable for the worst of punishments but your rahm is such that instead of that you shower us with your unlimited and untold and unthinkable mercies أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. These are two very comprehensive du'as. Oh Allah, please accept them on behalf of us, on behalf of every ummati, oh Allah, jinn and man, oh Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad salatan tunajjina biha min jami'il ahwali wal afat wa taqdi lana biha jami'al hajat wa tutahhiruna biha min jami'is sayyi'at wa tarfa'una biha indaka a'la darajat wa tuballighuna biha aqsal ghayat min jami'il khayrat fil hayati wa ba'dal mamat innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. O Allah, accept from us all, O Allah, accept from our huffaz who perform tarawih salah for us. O Allah, reward them for their beautiful, clear, correct reading and leading the tarawih. O Allah, increase them in every way. O Allah, whoever we have forgotten in thanking, O Allah, for all the favors upon us. O Allah, whoever has just moved a little bit to make place for us. O Allah, those who have shown any type of kindness. O Allah, it is only you who can reward them, O Allah. O Allah, and in essence, it everything is solely and only from you, O Allah. We are so thankful, O Allah. We cannot ask it. Be intiha, be intiha, be intiha. Hum mamnoon, mashkoor hai. Aapke ihsanat, aapke ya Allah altaaf, aur aapke rahmate, aur ya Allah aapke barkate, ya Allah. Ya Allah, hum kabhi us shumar mein nahi le aa sakte, kabhi uska soch hamari samajh mein nahi aa sakta. Ya Allah, kis qadar aapke ehsanat, aapke inaamat, aapke afzal, aapke altaf, ya Allah, aapki meherbaniyan, ya Allah, har ghadi, har second, ya Allah, jis line se bhi, ya Allah, aapne hame musalman banaya, ya Allah, aapne iman ki daulat ata farmaye, ya Allah, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki ummat mein tune hame banaya, ya Allah, puri zindagi hum sajda mein, sajda shukr mein guzar de, kabhi aapka shukr ada nahi ho sakta hai. Ya Allah, aapne hame ahl sunnah wal jamaah se banaya, ya Allah, aapne ulama haq se wabasta kiya, ya Allah, sahih aqaid aapne naseeb farmaye, ya Allah, hame iski qadar ata farma, ya Allah, hame iski qadar ata farma. Jin ulama ne jaan de di haq ke aqaid haq ke liye, ya Allah, jin hazrat ne kaise kaise kitabein likhi jo aaj hum par bhi nahi paate, ya Allah, aur haq ko unhone wazeh kar diya, ya Allah, jo bhi masla utha batil ka, ulama aage aake, ya Allah, unhone apni jaan de di aur haq ko zinda kar diya. Ya Allah, aaj hame we got this on the plate, O Allah, our aqaid, our ibadat, how to spend our Ramadan, how to spend the rest of the year, how to spend our 24 hours. O Allah, the value of time. O Allah, it is only you who have taught us this. O Allah, please, please, by Allah, accept from us. We are full of faults, O Allah. Falls from head to toe, from morning to night, from birth to death, we are filled with faults, O Allah. O Allah, we are weak in every way. O Allah, you are the all-powerful. O Allah, there is nobody, there is nothing, nobody altogether can overpower you. O Allah, when nafs and shaitan wants to take us to evil, you are the most powerful. You save us, O Allah. And particularly, O Allah, at the time of death, O Allah, protect everyone's iman, O Allah. Bless us all, O Allah, all jinn and man. Bless us with that iman and Islam, O Allah, which you love, O Allah, and which is acceptable to you. Let us live by that. Let us die by that. Raise us with that and enter us into Jannatul Firdaus with that, O Allah. O Allah, from now up to the time of birth, from birth up to the time of Jannat, whichever tests and trials are coming, make them all so easy, that we don't even realize they have come and we find ourselves in Jannatul Firdaus. You have the power, you have that mercy, O Allah. You are Ar-Rahman, you are Ar-Rahim. You are Rabbul Alibi Alameen. You are Maliki Yawmiddin. Oh Allah, you have power of everything. Oh Allah, let us turn solely and only to you for all our deeds, oh Allah. Oh Allah, our nafs and shaitan has overpowered us, oh Allah. Let us learn to sacrifice and overcome the temptations and the terrible desires of our nafs and what shaitan is luring us into. And oh Allah, let us become your true slaves, oh Allah. You make us your slaves, oh Allah. We cannot become ourselves. You, oh Allah, these last moments, these moments before Maghrib, these moments of Ramadan, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we are begging you as our honorable guest of Ramadan may be leading us now. Oh Allah, we are begging that you bless. Fill our baskets up. You fill our trolleys up, oh Allah, with all the goodness of this Ramadan. And oh Allah, let us give us the goodness of Ramadan the coming year also, oh Allah. Oh Allah, let us live by Islam. Let us die by Islam, oh Allah. Let us live for Islam. Let us die for Islam, oh Allah. Make deed in its reality come into us. Oh Allah, protect Haramain Sharifain, oh Allah. Protect the people who live there. Protect the people who visit there. Baytul Muqaddas, protect it, oh Allah. Protect the Muslims around the world, oh Allah. Oh Allah, whoever is ill, wherever, in hospitals, wherever, oh Allah, in mental facilities, in whoever is paralyzed, whatever, remove all the problems of the sick people, oh Allah. People are facing various problems, whether it is financial or domestic, oh Allah, whether it is health problems, remove them all, oh Allah. We beg of you, oh Allah, make us all healthy, make us all strong, oh Allah. The greatest thing we ask of your friendship, oh Allah. Koi mujhse poochta hai, main kya baangta ho, main apne khuda se khuda baangta ho. Woh ho jaye mera, woh ho jaye uska, yahi raat din main dua baangta ho. Ata kar de woh mujhe apni mohabbat, main uske siwa aur kuch nahi baangta ho. ہے ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بھر کر اسی ذات کی بس رضا مانتا ہو اصل مجھے دنیا کی خواہش نہیں میں بخشش بروز جزا مانتا ہو دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل ہو غیر سے بالکل ہی اوٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر او اللہ grant us all that we have asked and what we haven't asked that is good for us grant us protect us from all evil that we have begged of to be protected from and oh Allah save us from all people evil which we do not even know about which we have not which we cannot even ask oh Allah you are the only one for us make us yours oh Allah Allahumma kun lana waj'alna laka Allahumma kun lana waj'alna laka oh Allah by the barakat of Ramadan by the barakat of the mu'takifin by the barakat of the huffaz by the barakat of the ulama, by the barakat of Tarawih in the whole world, and how many billions of khatams that have taken place, how many billions of duas that have been made, how many billions of namazes that have been made, and how happy you must be, O Allah, when the people beautify the month of Ramadan, with ibadat in various forms, in the sadqah and tawassul of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran Sharif, the month of Ramadan, this beautiful environment, oh Allah, grant everyone's dua, which is in his heart, every good, oh Allah, protect us from every evil, make Islam and Muslims overpower in the whole world, let them be the sole controlling power in the world, oh Allah, let Islam come into our lives, let Islamic lives dominate the world, oh Allah, bring all goodness to us, Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas samiul alim, wa tub alayna ya maulana, innaka antas tawwabur rahim, ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله الحمد لله الذي به تتم الصالحات سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. The dua, Rabbana taqabbal minna, actually implies our amal is not worthy of acceptance. You out of your kindness accept it. Watub alayna, forgive our faults, O Allah. The dua, Masha Allah, it is a dua that Allah will keep that ni'mat with us. As long as we live forever, Allah will keep that ni'mat. MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي بِهِ تَتِمُّ الصَّالِحَاتِ. By the barakat of that dua, no pride will come in a person no matter what he had done. And the dua of the kafara of majlis, whatever wrongs were done, Allah will change them into right. And Allah will put a seal on that amal and accept it, inshallah. And the dua, Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifun, the smallest amal, Allah will magnify it and compound it and make it great, great, very big on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah accept from us, from the whole ummah, and on the tawassul of the whole ummah, may Allah accept from us, and may Allah make us all the means of hidayah for the whole of mankind, and let us take part in all forms of deed everywhere.
Still carry on making duas now until the last moment. They're valuable this few moments.